B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Oh, it totally is time for gossip. Here's the thing, though. Today's gossip is a little sad. Legendary actor Gene Hackman has died. He was 95. Police confirmed late last night they found him and his wife, Betsy, and their dog in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home yesterday after a wellness check. No foul play suspected, I should say. No cause of death has been announced. He won Oscars for The French Connection in 1972, Unforgiven in 1993, and a Golden Globe Lifetime Achievement Award.
I never wanted to be anything but an actor. Being at the Palace Theater in my little hometown, my favorite time as a young boy. Get a bag of popcorn and see a double feature. I would sit in that movie house, the screen would light up. There's a line that I always wanted to say, top of the world, Ma, top of the world.
Aww. He and his wife had been married since 1991. Michelle Trachtenberg was found dead at her home in New York City yesterday morning. She was only 39. Sources say she underwent a liver transplant, I believe, late last year. She starred in the 1996 movie Harriet the Spy with Rosie O'Donnell, and she was on television's Gossip Girl.
I want to see the whole world, and I want to write down everything.
And if this is my last day as Gossip Girl, thanks to you, I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, that's rest in peace, Michelle Trachtenberg and Gene Hackman and his lovely wife, Betsy. A piece of George Harrison's toast from 1963 just sold for an undisclosed amount. It was taken by a fan from his family home and has been enshrined in a scrapbook ever since. Okay. Travis Kelce, after the 2025 Super Bowl loss, in a recent New Heights podcast episode said that he used Taylor Swift music to deal because, it, you know, there's a Taylor Swift song for every occasion.
Yeah, I just listen to Taylor's music. She has something for everything.
That's fair. That's a good point. You, no matter what mood, you can find some Taylor music.
Yeah, and How the Eagles Broke My Heart. Yeah,
no matter how bad I'm feeling, there's a country guy that's singing about it and feeling way worse than me. And that gives me joy a lot of the times.
Jason Kelce, the best. Travis's giggle, though, at the end, though. That's awesome. The sons of Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons have recorded a bunch of songs together. And remember I told you Jon Stewart bloodied his hand smashing a coffee cup on Monday night on The Daily Show? Well, he explained that to the audience that wasn't the first time he'd ever done it. Here's the clip from Monday night and the other time it happened in a sketch with John Oliver.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. That's not good.
And as for you, Stuart, and your visibly injured hand, that's a genuine problem.
That's a genuine problem. Yeah, blood usually is. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick are back in Another Simple Favor, hitting Prime on May 1st. And you can check out Billy Idol's new single. Listen. I've got the whole thing. It's off his new album, Dream Into It. It drops on April the 25th. I'll tell you what, let's make a date. We'll listen to it tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock together, okay? We'll listen to the whole thing. Yes! And a dirt alert. Nope, where's my dirt alert? Hello? Oh, there we go. So Will Smith appeared to kiss India Martinez during a performance at a Latin music awards show, and People Magazine claims it was just for show, but the internet is losing their minds and they're wondering if Jada Pinkett Smith is too. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome. Don't forget, we've got a real influencer coming up at 8 o'clock for Coffee with Kane. Stick around. It's Morning Go on B104.3.